AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says there is credible information Russia might use chemical agents in Ukraine, and there are now reports of its possible use in Mariupol.
We're not in a position to confirm anything. I don't think the Ukrainians are either.
John Kirby is at the Pentagon.
This could be a tactic they might employ, which is to try to mask a potential more serious chemical attack with riot control agents.
Ukrainian prosecutors are expanding their war crimes investigation in northeastern suburbs of Kyiv after Russian forces withdrew. Police in New York say a gunman wearing a construction vest and a gas mask set off a smoke canister on a subway train in Brooklyn. 10 people were shot. 5 were seriously injured. Keyshawn Sewell is New York's police commissioner.
We do not know the motive at this time, but we're not ruling anything out.
Not ruling out terrorism. The gunman in New York is still at large. New York's Lieutenant Governor Brian Benjamin was arrested in a federal corruption investigation, creating a political crisis for Governor Kathy Hochul 7 months after she selected Benjamin.
We'll have a statement out there. I've not had a chance to speak to him. I was doing media interviews this morning, but this is not the place, but I will be addressing it very shortly. Let's focus on the fact that there are people in a hospital right now fighting for their lives. Those are the people we're thinking about and praying for at this moment.
Human-caused climate change made the record-smashing 2020 Atlantic hurricane season even wetter. A new study on the record-busy hurricane year found it was 5% rainier than it would have been had there been no global warming for the burning of fossil fuels. The government says inflation soared over the past year at its fastest pace in more than 40 years. Iran's supreme leader insisted negotiations over Tehran's tattered nuclear deal are going ahead properly, even after repeated comments by American officials that an agreement to restore the accord may not happen. This is AP News. A Missouri man whose murder conviction was overturned walked out of prison after serving 18 years.
Thank God.
KMBC TV was there when Keith Carnes got his first taste of freedom in 18 years, met with hugs and kisses from family.
They overwhelming, you know. Got loved ones right here with me, my supporters, my family. I mean, God is good, you know?
Carnes always maintained he didn't shoot Larry White, a rival drug dealer in Kansas City. The Missouri Supreme Court set aside Carnes' conviction, saying the state did not disclose some evidence, but prosecutors say its review did not establish innocence, just insufficient evidence Carnes committed the crime. I'm Julie Walker.
In opening statements in Virginia, Amber Heard's lawyer warned the jury a trial over libel allegations by Johnny Depp against his ex-wife will likely turn into a 6-week mudslinging soap opera. Depp is suing Heard over a Washington Post op-ed accusing him of domestic abuse. Ed Donahue, AP News.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.